What's been detected is radioactive iodine in Oxfordshire and in Glasgow. Now, bear in mind that this is 6,000 miles away from the nuclear plant in Fukushima, and yet it has been picked up by the jet stream and swept halfway round the globe. These are minute doses. It's 300 microbecquerels per cubic metre of air, and that is 1/10,000th of the natural dose of radiation. So it's not harmful to health, but it does show that there are no borders to radiation. It can spread right the way around the globe.
Is it something that might have been suspected when this accident happened earlier this month that it could reach the UK?
We know from the atom bomb tests in the 50s that radiation will disperse, that fallout doesn't stay in one area, that it will move around the world, it gets picked up by the winds, and there is no way of stopping it. But of course, as it moves around the world, it begins to dissipate. The dose gets lower and lower. So by the time it arrives here in the UK, it is at very tiny doses and not harmful to health. But with the measurements they can do these days, you can pick up those minute traces.
Do you think experts were surprised at all, or is it, as you say, something that they had been expecting?
We have monitoring stations around the country picking up these sudden changes to radioactive measurements. They do that for precisely because they want to know if there is something wrong, something that's unusual, so they could protect the British population if needed. And that's why they were able to pick this up so quickly. Now, what they're saying is that the doses at the moment are very low. They're likely to increase over the next few days because, of course, the Fukushima plant is still releasing radiation. But again, they're unlikely to reach levels where they will harm human health.
And, of course, the stations were in Scotland and in Oxfordshire. But does that mean the whole of the UK has been affected in some way?
It's almost certain now that these radioactive substances have been swept right the way around the world, that it's not just Oxfordshire and Glasgow, it's across the British Isles, across Europe, and plants in Switzerland and in Iceland have also detected these substances, and they are being swept around by the jet stream, and those winds move at around 500 miles an hour. So you can see that in a fairly short number of days, you are going to circle the globe completely.
Obviously, it's out of the headlines now, that plant, but still great worries, aren't there, about getting the situation under control?
It's incredible that 2.5 weeks after the accident, we still haven't seen any evidence that they have got the plant under control, although that the pools where the spent rods were being kept do now seem to have cooled back down, and they are under control. There's great concern about the amount of water that has leaked out of 1, 2 and 3 reactors, and that water is now in the basement. It's highly radioactive. 1 hour of exposure to that water would give you radiation sickness. But they need to get rid of that radiation before they can switch on the pumps, restore the electricity and get back the natural cooling mechanism that was built into the plant. At the moment, they're still having to use hoses, which is clearly not ideal.
And a lot of brave people are working there still. How are they likely to be affected by this incident?
The workers who have been working on that plant, trying to cool down the rods, will have been exposed to very high levels of radiation now. The Japanese government actually increased the safe level, the legal level for radiation exposure for nuclear workers because of this incident. They realised the existing level just simply wasn't high enough, so they had to increase it several times. The great concern is that that will lead to problems in the long run. Now, we believe that the workers who have bravely stayed on have, in fact, had families. They're much older. They're less likely to be alive for long enough to develop cancer and so on that you would expect from these kinds of levels of radiation. So a very brave and courageous decision. Probably the thing that's going to affect them most is, of course, the psychological fallout. And that's something we do forget. We think about the physical effects of radiation, but we know that living in these kinds of circumstances, in a bunker in effect, for days and nights at a time, that's going to have a big effect on the mental well-being.